Good morning, it's 6:19. With Sports News, I'm Jesse King. In Major League Baseball yesterday, Gleyber Torres had the big hits as the Yankees took the rubber match of their three-game series with the defending World Series champion Nationals 3-2. Also, the Braves torched the Mets 14-1, the Orioles downed the Red Sox 7-4, and the Marlins routed the Phillies 11-6. In MLB news, Red Sox pitcher Eduardo Rodriguez says he is awaiting results of additional testing after doctors recently discovered an issue with his heart they believe is a result of his recent bout with COVID-19. The 27-year-old left-hander tested positive before the start of summer camp but was cleared and returned to workouts July 18th. He hasn't had another positive test but said an MRI revealed a condition called myocarditis that the team's medical staff felt was serious enough to shut him down for at least a week. And it appears President Trump won't be throwing out the first pitch at Yankee Stadium next month after all. Trump tweeted yesterday that he won't be able to make the trip because of his, quote, strong focus on the coronavirus, vaccines, and the economy. He had initially announced Thursday that he'd throw out the first pitch on August 15th, sparking complaints from some New York City politicians, including Mayor Bill de Blasio. In soccer yesterday, New York City FC topped Toronto FC 3-1 to advance to the quarterfinals of the MLS's back tournament. In women's soccer, Sophie Schmidt scored on an early penalty kick and Shea Groom added a stoppage-time goal to lift the Houston Dash over the Chicago Red Stars 2-0 and take the Challenge Cup title. In golf, Michael Thompson birdied two of the last three holes for a 4-under-67 in a two-stroke victory in the 3M Open in Minnesota. And at Saratoga Racecourse, 4-year-old horse Some Like It Hot Brown took the Grade 2 $150,000 Bernard Baruch handicap in about 1 minute 41 seconds. I'm Jesse King.